وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We are looking at human justice, and we are looking at it from the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful. Now, we spoke about how Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam valued justice itself, and how he stood against oppression, and how he grieved with the oppressed. We want to look at the value of life from the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Because at the end of the day, human rights itself and justice and all these concepts, they would not exist if life did not exist, or human beings, like their life, was not present at all. We live at an age where life seems to have a less value by the day. We're living in a world where wars are constantly happening. People are constantly dying. There's not a day that goes by without people being bombarded by bombshells and being killed on a daily basis. And the whole world just watches and does not care at all. I mean, obviously, to be fair, not all, but the majority of the world doesn't seem to be care. In fact, when it comes to the matter of death and life, it became also a source of joy for a lot of people. Where, for example, if you look at Hollywood and the media mechanism behind it, they seem to make death sound very interesting, rather very entertaining. Because when you see all these action movies, hundreds of people get killed in it, and, you know, presumptuously or assuming that they are bad people. But people being killed, and it doesn't seem to affect us when we see so much death happening on the screen on at least movies. Even they brought that notion that life has no value in terms of making it a game for little kids. And kids, you know, they don't understand much of these things. They just want to, you know, entertain themselves. So they play these games where they're constantly killing people. As they grow older and older, life, and it has no value to them anymore, which is sad. And that's why you see an increasing amount of crime and killing happening around the world, because now we're trying to glorify the loss of life. You know, if you're looking at games, is how much people you kill, you get a lot of stars. When you watch movies, the more people get killed in an action movie, the more entertaining it is. And when you see kids and families being, their lives being torn apart by wars, it doesn't seem to affect us anymore. So pretty much, we can conclude to the fact that life itself has no value anymore. And that is very sad, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created humanity based on the fact that they are living creatures, and life itself is sacred. in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it needs to be preserved. Let's take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Now, going back to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam and his universal concept of human rights. Now, Amir al-Mu'mineen, he himself has helped people to acquire their rights and made them recognize what was due to them, because a lot of people are unaware what their rights are and how to acquire them. Where he paved the way and he told them what their rights are and how they should go upon seeking it and getting it. Also, Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, he also shared their hardship with them. And he shared the hardship with the indigent and the deprived, and so that he needs to feel the value of human rights and justice from their perspective, because when a person is sitting high on his throne and far away from the people, he can't really understand the suffering of people. And that's a problem that we face today when we look at the systems that we live under. It's oppressive systems clothing itself with democracy and freedom, where in fact all these systems fail to preserve life or human rights for its citizens and for the people of the world. So when we look at the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, we get to see all these principles and how he have made every effort to create a sense of belonging and a sense that every human being should be treated equally, regardless of their race, regardless of their color. He laid a new foundation through his work and through his sermons, through his eloquence, through his jurisprudence, through his social science, and so on and so forth. He laid the foundation for human rights and the value of life itself. And you get to see how Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, in many of his sermons, especially when he goes to battle, where it is Safin, where it is the camel, or where it is Nahrawan, he never initiates war, and he says we need to come to terms and seek a peaceful outcome, because I don't want the blood to be shed. Despite the fact that you guys are my enemies, despite the fact that you guys are corruptors, I don't want to shed blood. There are better ways to solve this and resolve this. So every time he would go to battle, he would send one of his men with the Quran, and he would go to the opposite army, and he says, look, we don't want to be the first to initiate war. We want to have peace. And you can read through history that the opposite army always are the ones who end up shooting arrows at the messengers of Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, and initiating war, and putting Amir al-Mu'mineen in a position where he has no choice but to start a war. So the life itself was preserved in the sight of Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, and he looked at it highly. Inshallah, we will look at this topic furthermore in other episodes. So until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله